Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The title is Diyare Madina. Nazar dhoondti hai Diyare Madina, hai dil aur jaabe Karare Madina. Nazar dhoondti hai Diyare Madina, hai dil aur jaabe Karare Madina. Wo dekho Uhud par Shujaat ka manzar, shahidon ke khoon ne shahadat ka manzar. Wo dekho Uhud par Shujaat ka manzar, shahidon ke khoon ne shahadat ka manzar. Wo hai samne sabz gumbad ka manzar, usi mein to aaram farma hai sarwar sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wo hai samne sabz gumbad ka manzar, usi mein to aaram farma hai sarwar. Abu Bakr Farooq wa Uthman Haydar radiyallahu anhu. Abu Bakr Farooq wa Uthman Haydar, yahi the ye parwa nae shamu'i anwar. Yahi se to islam faila jahan mein, madine ka shohra hai haft aasman mein. Yahi se to islam faila jahan mein, madine ka shohra hai haft aasman mein. Nishane nabi hai ye masjid Quba ki, hai kandil Taiba nabi ki ziya ki. Nishane nabi hai ye masjid Quba ki, hai kandil Taiba nabi ki ziya ki. Madine ke diwaron dar dekhte hain, ajab haal kalbo jigar dekhte hain. Madine ke diwaron dar dekhte hain, ajab haal kalbo jigar dekhte hain. Ye maskan hai shah madina ka akhtar, falak bosa zan hai yahan ki zameen par. Ye maskan hai shah madina ka akhtar, falak bosa zan hai yahan ki zameen par. Nazar dhoondti hai Diyare Madina,
ہے دل اور جابے قرار مدینہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, نحمده ونصلی علی رسول کریم, اما بعد. Beautiful poem of Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, which shows his great love which he had for Medina Sharif. And the actual reason why we love Medina Sharif so much is because of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that he resides in Medina Sharif. That is why, because of that nisbat and connection, our love is also for Medina Munawwara. And why do we love Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? The actual aim and object is the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, but we cannot reach the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala without the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So to love Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whatever is connected to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, also we have to have love for that day. That's why the ulama say, when a person speaks about the birth of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so much so even the animals of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then this also has got great barakat and blessings in there, because it has some connection and nidbat with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So everything which is connected, especially Medina Sharif, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lies, he rests there in Medina Sharif, in the Mubarak land. So that is why you must have the greatest of love for Medina Sharif, and Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq over and over to increase our love for Medina Sharif, to have that the yearning to go and visit Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam there. Hazrat says that Nazar Dunti hai Diyare Medina, hai Dil o Ja Be Qarar hai Medina. The eyes are looking around, looking at the houses of Medina Sharif, and the heart and the soul and the mind is restless for Medina Munawwara, thinking about Medina Munawwara, longing to see Medina Munawwara. This is the love a person has to build up and bring within himself. We haven't got this reality of within ourselves. Hazrat, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has given him a very high rank and maqam. He had this reality, but it is something we have to work towards. And I must try to bring within myself the love of Medina Sharif. Today, unfortunately, many people, when they hear other names of places where, like the first world countries, then a person automatically, his heart goes towards there, his mind goes towards there. But we have that same amount of feeling for Medina Sharif as we have got for other places. So Allah Ta'ala give us, we must make dua to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala also. That he is when you azim sha'air Allah, the sha'air and the signs of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, to have the azim and honor for these places, and to have extreme love for these places. By our love increasing for Medina Sharif, our love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will increase, and then our love for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will increase automatically. And Hazrat says, وہ دیکھو احد پر شجاعت کا منظر شہیدوں کے خون شہادت کا منظر. Look at the sight of bravery on the Mount of Uhud, where the people, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, had given their blood and became shaheed. And this also was to save Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are many lessons to learn in Uhud. One was that they had gone against the command of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was a mistake, an istihadi mistake, an error. But because of going against the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such loss, they had to suffer. 70 Sahaba radiallahu anhum passed away. The ulama has mentioned many, many great reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the Sahaba radiallahu anhum suffer a defeat. Many things have been written, and one of them is that if the Sahaba radiallahu anhum won all the battles, it wouldn't have shown that they're true loyalty to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But then you're losing a battle, and now you have to stand. That one Sahabi put his back, or he put his chest, and he says, let the arrows come to me, but they must not touch the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of our Buzrugs mentioned very beautifully, he said every Sahaba radiallahu anhum, 100,000 of them, that they had this within themselves, that they were prepared to give their whole lives for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that my Nabi cannot have the smallest amount of taklif and difficulty coming to him, but I must sacrifice my life for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were prepared to sacrifice their lives. We cannot even sacrifice our desires for the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but really they are example for us. So this is, as I say, think about it, how they were so brave. And at that time, when your life is in danger, to give a sacrifice your life for the Nabi of Allah, for the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a great thing it is. This is a lesson for us, that we must sacrifice our lives, not our lives, our desires at least, for the sunnah tariqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if the Sahaba were winning all the battles, then people could have put a ta'an on them, put an accusation upon them, they knew they were going to win the battles. That is why they were on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's side. But because they lost certain battles, and they still stuck with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were prepared to sacrifice their lives. And they went through the Ash'abi Abi Talib, great difficulties they went through. So there was no doubt in anybody's heart that these people could not have been doing this for name and fame, for wealth. Allah Ta'ala removed all of this spiritual sicknesses from them in the cave of Abu Talib, and then when they went in jihad in the battlefield. And the ulama say that the difference between a sahabi and a munafiq, if you want to see, like many times there were many munafiqs living in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the difference between them was the jihad. Those who took part in jihad, and especially in certain battles, the battle of Badr, the battle of Uhud, and the battle of Tabuk. Whoever took part in those battles are definitely Sahaba. Allah Ta'ala has given guarantee of their Sahabiyat in the Quran Sharif. So there is no doubt about them. So the Munafiqeen did not take part in all of these battles. 1,000 Sahaba went out, 300 returned back, they were Munafiqs. So whoever stood in the battle of Uhud and they were prepared to sacrifice their lives, this shows that this person is a Sahabi, and it shows he was loyal to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah give us some level of that loyalty also. And Hazrat says, وہ ہے سامنے سبز گنبد کا منظر اسی میں تو آرام فرما ہے سرور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. In front of us now we can see the green dome, and in there is lying the master of the universe, Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is resting, and it is in front of us now. Abu Bakr و فاروق و عثمان و حیدر یہی تھے یہ پروانہ شمع انور. Abu Bakr رضی اللہ عنہ, حضرت عمر رضی اللہ عنہ, عثمان رضی اللہ عنہ, and علی رضی اللہ عنہ, these are the people who were around the lamp of Nabuwat. They were like that fireflies, that moths, which are always around that fire. They are getting that heat, getting the benefit, the light. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they took from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is why we sit in the company of our mashayikh, which is the nur which is in their heart. That nur and Nabuwat which comes down from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the Sahaba, to the Tabi'in, Tabi Tabi'in, and throughout the centuries to the mashayikh. So we sit around our mashayikh with this intention that this nur and light, this nur of Nabuwat which is in their heart, we want to get it. As Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, there are two things. One is ilm and nabuwat, the knowledge of nabuwat. That's also what a person will get from the ulama. And together with this is nur and nabuwat, the light of nabuwat. That a person has got a car, he's got light also, but he hasn't got petrol in the car, so the car cannot move. So we're sitting in the company of the buzruks to get this light, and we get this petrol by which a person is able to make amal. If he doesn't have light also, he will cause an accident. So without the knowledge of deen also, a person will be destroyed. And when a person has got knowledge of deen, he hasn't got petrol, he won't be able to make amal. So both these things are vitally important, to get our knowledge from the ulama-i kiram, and then to, in the sohbat of the buzruks, to get this petrol, which will help a person, propel a person. Many of us will find that we come for majlis, and the whole week we've got a lot of shock, I must keep my ibadat, I must be particular. And then 1-2 weeks we don't come for majlis, then immediately a person feels the difference spiritually. That now I don't feel, I'm missing my fajr namazes, I can't control my eyes. Or if a person doesn't make his zikr continuously also, automatically you'll find there's some weakness spiritually in a person. So we have to continuously come to the mashayikh in the sohbat and sit there. The benefit is that anwarat, the nur which is in their heart, a person will derive this. So Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Uthman, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, they sat in the sohbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like there were that, those insects which are around that fire, and deriving that light, and deriving the fire, taking full benefit from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And those who had the most amount of suhbat, they took the most amount of benefit. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had the most amount of suhbat. So much so in the time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was all alone during the hijrat, etc. He was only with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why he surpassed every other person, the amount of suhbat which he took, amount of anwarat and barakat. Yehi se to Islam phaila jahan mein, Madina ka shuhra hai hafta asma mein. It is from here that Islam spread in the whole world, from Madina Munawwara. And Madina Munawwara became famous in the seven heavens also. Madina Munawwara wasn't even called Madina. Madina means the city. And there are millions of cities, thousands of cities in the world. But it became known as Al-Madina, Al-Munawwara. This is the city. It was called Yathrib, a different name, changed to the city. It means other cities there are in the world, but they are not regarded as cities. The city which is really worthy of being called a city is Madina Sharif. Al-Kitab, there are many books in the world, but Al-Kitab, the book, is the Quran Sharif. So the city is Madina Sharif. It's the only place which is worthy of being called a city. And because, what was the reason for it? Because Islam spread through here. It had nisbat with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with deen. So because of this, Allah Ta'ala has given it honor and status. Whatever has got a nisbat connection with deen, then Allah Ta'ala looks after it. Allah Ta'ala gives izzat, Allah gives honor to it. لَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ كِتَابًا فِي ذِكْرُكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala said to the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, we have sent to you a book, a kitab. There's different meanings. The ulama have given three tafsirs of zikrukum. One meaning of fi zikrukum, fi sarafatukum. In this kitab is your honor, is your status. The ulama write in the tafsir that the Arabs were regarded as the most holy people in the world. But when they got Quran Sharif and they held firm to the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala gave them greatest honor. Till today, every one of them, radiallahu anhum, how much we honor them, how much we respect them. It was only what? Nothing else. It wasn't any university degrees, it wasn't worldly money which they had. Many Sahaba radiallahu anhum lived the life of great zuhud also. Even after they got a lot of money, they left it, threw it away, still lived the life of zuhud. Great abstinence of this dunya. So never have that Many of them never have status also. They love the simple people. But they become radiallahu anhum wa radu'an. Allah was happy with them. They were happy with Allah Ta'ala. The whole world praises them. Till the day of Qiyamah, people will honor them. Only because of the nisbat of deen. So in deen is our success. Complete success in the dunya and in akhirat also. So Medina Sharif, Islam spread through there. And because of this, Allah Ta'ala has given so much of izzat and honor and status to Medina Sharif. So if we really want, we don't really want izzat, actually izzat is in akhirat. But if a person is looking for izzat, then seek izzat in deen. Umar radiallahu anhu said, we were the most zaleel people, the most disgraced people in the world. Allah Ta'ala gave us honor and izzat through Islam. If now we have to seek izzat and honor in anywhere else besides Islam, la azallana Allah, Allah will disgrace us, Allah will bring us down. This is what is happening in the whole world. We find the Muslims are right down because we have left Islam, the teachings of Islam. If we will bring it back into our lives, Allah will give izzat to us. Allah Ta'ala will give izzat to our families, our communities, and Allah Ta'ala will spread deen in the whole world. But we have to bring Islam into our lives. And as Hazrat mentions many times, don't fool ourselves that I've got a kurta, I've got a beard, I've got an amama, I'm reading five times namaz, we've got Islam in our lives. Is the whole of Islam in our lives? Are we a real example, practical example? One person was in England, he was in a bus. So when the person gave him change, the conductor, so he thought it was about extra change, he made a mistake. So he said, this bus company, they cheat us enough as it is. So if I keep this five rand or 10 rand extra, what difference it will make? Yeah, they're always cheating us. So he put it in his pocket. The Muslim person, as he was getting off the bus, it came to him, no, I'm a Muslim, I cannot cheat. So he took out the money, and gave it back to the person. So when the bus driver told him, you know, actually I'm new around here, and I've been seeing you Muslim people in the community, and I thought of coming to your place of prayer, your church. But I said, let me just test the Muslim people to see what kind of people are there. Because normally outwardly people are very good, but when you see them in the business dealings, then you know whether a person is true or not. So I gave you extra change to see what you will do. So I see now you're an honest person, so I think I'll be coming to visit your place of prayer, your church. So this Muslim person said, I came off the bus and I started, my whole body was shaking. I said, SubhanAllah, for the 5 rand or 10 rand I could have lost that person. That person could have lost his iman. And I was a bad example for this year. So people are looking for us. How much of Islam is in our lives? May Allah give us tawfiq. If the whole of Islam comes, you must be an example, a role model for the people. Nishane Nabi hai ye masjid Quba ki, ye kindil Tiba Nabi ki ye riya ki. As it says that this masjid Quba is also a sign of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is like a candle of Medina Munawwara. It's on the outskirts of Medina Munawwara. The light of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is like one candle there. The masjid Quba, great barakat and blessings. And as Hazrat mentioned to us, that the lesson we learn from Masjid Quba is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every Saturday, Yawm al-Sabt, used to go to Masjid Quba, take a walk after Fajr Salah, go and perform Ishraq Salah there. Not to forget our origins, where we have come from. Person must never forget that. The first place where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came was in Masjid Quba. So the lesson we learn from here, don't ever forget our beginnings, our asatira, those who taught us, in Maktab, our ustad who taught us, you know, whatever we studied, don't ever forget them. Even in life, whoever has assisted us, even if our school teachers, we should have respect for them, make dua for them. If they were not Muslims, also make dua of hidayat for them. If they were Muslim people, Allah Ta'ala must forgive them. They made ihsan upon us. And if they made ihsan upon us, Allah Ta'ala rahmatullah said about even your teach people who taught you dunyawi knowledge, you must make dua for them. And people who taught you deeni knowledge, to a greater extent, we have to have that amount of respect. Allah give myself first and all of us tawfiq. Don't ever forget our beginnings, where we started off from. So if a person does this, inshallah, humility will remain within a person. Medina ke diwar o dar dekhte hai, ajab hal qalb o jigar dekhte hai. When I look at the walls of Medina Sharif, the houses of Medina Sharif, I find a very amazing quality coming in my heart. And I just look at these things and I think of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obviously you have to have a heart like that there. The love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be so entrenched in a person's heart. And when you look at the doors and the walls of Medina Sharif, you get a different feeling altogether. Ye miskan hai shahai Medina ka akhtar, falak bohata zan hai yaha ki zameen par. This is the place where the king of Medina is residing, which is his house. And it is as if though the heavens is coming and kissing the land, because it also understands the rank of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As the ulama has mentioned, that the most mubarak and blessed place, obviously we know Makkah Mukarramah holds a higher rank than Medina Munawwara, the place of all Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Many of them are buried there. The Kaaba Sharif is there. But the ulama say that even though the Kaaba Sharif is very, very great, but and Makkah Mukarramah is more superior than Medina Munawwara. But the place which holds Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that small piece of ground where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lies, he rests there, Even the soil which is touching the blessed and Mubarak body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more virtuous than Kaaba Sharif and is more virtuous than the Arsh also. So higher than all the things in the heavens because of the blessed body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what a place it is. So even the heavens are coming down to kiss Medina Sharif. If Allah Ta'ala gives us tawfiq really to go to those places, we have to make so much of tawbah istighfar. Imagine us standing there in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a great person, greatest personality, that even the heavens are coming down to kiss the earth because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is lying there. Pure angels, they are coming to visit Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we are full of weaknesses, full of faults. And how many sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam we have broken, how many laws of Allah Ta'ala we have broken, and we are going there. Obviously we are weak, but we still go there with the intention Allah must forgive our sins. But this is, if Allah Ta'ala takes us there, really it's a very, very great honor that we are weak people like us. He actually allowed the opportunity to go and visit Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the king of the entire universe. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant myself and all of us tawfiq, the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam firstly, secondly love of Medina Sharif. And we must make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so Allah must give us tawfiq to go over and over to visit the Mubarak and blessed place of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us tawfiq.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We heard a beautiful poem in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we should all have to, we all have to develop more and more the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so much so that we love him more than ourselves also. More than, like, I want to go and sleep at night, I'm tired, I'm lazy, I just want to sleep. But that love that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make wudu. So that love, if it's more than for myself, then it will be easy. So we have still got a very long way to go. There are so many things that our nafs overtakes us. So they are very, we have got a very long way to go, and but we have to keep on trying. And as Maulana explained, that the, why do we have to love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ulama have written so beautifully also, that in the ayat kareema, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. إِنَّ is for stress, definitely, there is no doubt. And this is what is called Jumla Ismiya, a nominal sentence, and this is that it continuous, it shows on continuity, that Allah Ta'ala is continuously sending durood. And the verb also that is used is fa'al mudari, which also shows to continuity now. And in, so when Allah is sending continuously durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the position? Who is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That Allah Ta'ala and all the malaika, and the number of malaika we can't imagine, how much malaika, and all of them are continuously sending durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Durood, salawat, the special mercies of Allah Ta'ala. So these special mercies are coming down on Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continuously, more than all the waterfalls of the world. The waterfalls of Allah's rahmat is coming down on Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if we think of it in that sense, that Allah's Rasul's position, how great isn't it? When it is such, then when Allah loves Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when the malaika love him, that's why he's sending special durood. And when Allah ordered us, you also, and who loves somebody's beloved, we also love that person. Anyone who shows love to our children, we also love those people. They're showing so much of love to our children. So Allah will love us when we will have the love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one way also to increase the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is durood sharif and salawat. The more we read durood sharif, salawat, and how much we can, more with adab, ihtiram, respect we read it, so much more we will get the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will come into our lives. And as Maulana explained, the Sahaba, those, and especially those who are more closer, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, all the Sahaba, how they came to that stage that their lives meant nothing to them. that they did not want a little prick of a thorn or something for Nabi Sallallahu. I can give my life, but a thorn mustn't prick even Nabi Sallallahu. No difficulty must come to him. How much love they had. So this also, how much we will try and read more durood, follow more sunnahs also, by this love will come and it will grow. And mashallah, it's not that we haven't got it, everyone has got it. That's why we are wearing our topi, we are wearing with the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this day and age, yeah, it is easy, everyone has got beard, topi, etc. But when most of us who are here, we are in such environments in the workplace, which is a very opposite environment. You are in the shop, you are in the office. There it is a very different environment, and there still to keep your beard, your topi, your kurta. Why? It's because of the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is a very, very great thing. And in these times of ours, this little bit of ours is also very great. But at the same time, we must not be content. We have to try and go as much as we can go. And the more we will go in that direction, the more we going to benefit, the more the deen is going to benefit, the more our akhirat will be made. Allah give us all tawfiq to read more and more durood sharif. One person wrote, an Arab wrote, that people who are associating with him, the minimum they are me reading durood a day is 1,000 times. Every day, minimum 1,000 duroods. He himself, he was here, he says that I read 1,500 times durood daily. So this is how the condition is. And him, no, it was somebody else, a Jamaat that came here, they explained that one person was taken as a prisoner by the government also because of his dini conviction. And he was put into jail. So after some time, he spoke to him on the phone and he asked him, how many people have you converted to Islam in the jail? Because according to them, their jazba is, especially the Arabs, da'wat is their jazba. When they, those who are come into deen, they know da'wat is our jazba. And wherever they are, their object is in the shop, in the streets, walking, to give da'wat. So you ask him, how many people accepted Islam? He was perhaps a month or so in jail. So it's about 5-6. Only 5-6. So he asked, how much durood are you reading? So he, whatever number he said, and he said, it just came out of my mouth. You must read 10,000 every morning, 10,000 every night. And he took it seriously and he started reading. After the next time he spoke to him, he asked, how many people are accepting Islam? He said, every day people are now just entering into the fold of Islam. So durood sharif is that ibadat which our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi taught us. Ibn Abidin Shami rahmatullah alayhi says, inna salata ala nabi mustajabun qatar. 100% it is accepted. Allah loves durood sharif. How much we can read durood sharif is a great, great thing. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, has written that it is the experience, it is the conviction and experience of my elders also and of mine also. Experience also, conviction also, that any problem a person has, start reading durood sharif in abundance. And tawbah istighfar. And he says that we have no seen. Allah just takes away that problem. And in fact, Allah takes it away in such a way that the problem that was so serious and you like the end of the tunnel, end of your life. But by this, it turned out to be like a joke. It was like nothing. It was just like absolute. It just vanished and went away. Allah give us all tawfiq to read more and more durood, and with as much as possible that fervor, that zeal, that feeling. And how nice it would be that we think that we are sitting at Rauza-e Mubarak. And now we are reading durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Ek dard mandana iltimas. This person writing the letter, he says, one very great desire from my heart, which I want that you make dua, this dua that you make. I really want this, you to make this dua for me. حسن فرج و حفظ ایمان کے خاطر خدا کی قسم اس نیت سے خاصگار ہوں He says that the protection of my private part and the protection of my iman, and by Allah he takes qasam that why I desire this, koi mujarrab nuskha ya azmuda wazifa tajweez farmade. Give me such a prescription which has been tested and proven, or such a wazifa, such something to read. Farmade ke Allah ta'ala dunya ki mata'i khair, that the goodness of this world, as it comes in the hadith, the goodness of this world, al-mar'atus saliha, a pious wife, woman, paak saliha biwi, jisme wa misdaq hadith, in whom that woman, according to the hadith, khasaila arba'ahu, that the four qualities are in that woman, which have come in the hadith, that when you see her, she pleases you, when you command her, she obeys you, etc. خصوصاً ایمانی جوہر سے مزین ہو نصیب فرما دے. Especially such a woman that is that has got the quality of iman. She is imbued with iman. That Allah gives me such a woman in marriage. So حضرت writes here, یا جامع 111 مرتبہ اول آخر درود شریف 11 بار. That read 111 times Ya Jami'u, the one who combines, who joins the name of Allah Ta'ala, and 11 times before and after Durood Sharif. So we should remember this. Many people ask that we want to get married, or my daughter has to, I want a proposal for my daughter, for my son, a good place. Well, people ask, so to read 111 times Ya Jami'u, and 11 times before and 11 times after Durood Sharif. InshaAllah, by that amal, Allah will bring a good proposal very soon. Also, yeah, as he has written, one of our friends, Allah reward him tremendously, when he was about to get married, he said that make dua for me that Allah makes me pious. Usually we all want a pious partner. So he said, make dua, Allah makes me pious. Because the Quran Sharif says, الطيباتُ للطيبين والطيبون للطيبات. Good man will be for good woman. والخبيثاتُ للخبيثين. Bad man will be for bad woman. Bad woman will be for bad man. So we are worried that I must get a good partner, but we don't think I must be good. We want all that our children must be good and pious, but we don't worry that I must be. If we become good and pious, children will also become good and pious. We are good and pious, our wives will also be good and pious. And this is when we want to get married also, and even afterwards, now also, more being worried of that my wife must become pious, that we have to make effort, or more that she worries that my husband must become pious, if we can worry more that I must become pious. That will make all the difference. And when deen will come, with this in the heart, tawadu comes, humility comes, then that will bring lot of love, it will bring lot of understanding in the home. But when I feel I'm pious, my wife must become pious. There is pride in there. And pride is the recipe for trouble, breakup, for every wrong. And humility is the recipe for unity, for love, for kindness, for respect. And Allah Ta'ala says, Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, مَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. Well, if we humble ourselves, then Allah will raise us. And Allah will give us respect and honor. So Allah give us tawfiq, that we worry about ourselves, and then automatically Allah Ta'ala will give us such partners. We all want also the love of Allah Ta'ala, the love of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. At the same time, let us think the condition of my heart. If it is glass, if it is dirty on the outside, we won't want to put even tap water, municipal water, forget mineral water, or forget zamzam. So in the same way, if our heart is dirty, how can we expect Allah to come into our heart? How can we expect, we want to see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our dream? So if we worry about cleaning our heart, then Allah automatically comes into a clean heart. Then you don't even have to invite Allah Ta'ala. In fact, Allah is there already. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Allah is so close. But just clean your heart, then Allah will come in. And once you have Allah, then what more does a person want? If he has got Allah, he has got everything. Ek tu mera to har shay meri. You are mine, everything is mine. Ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri. If you are not mine, nothing is mine. So we have to make an effort to get Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this also explained by the ulama that if Allah is not ours, then nothing is ours. That your shop is your shop. But if you didn't make Allah's yours, you know, no namazes, no tilawat, that very shop now, though it's yours, it will be a heading. You'll try and sell it also, you can't get a buyer also. You'll have to close it also, and now you are still responsible for it. Now you still have to pay your electricity bill, and you still have to worry about it, and you can't even get any benefit from it, and you can't even get rid of it. The same thing, your wife is your wife. But if you are disobedient to Allah, Allah will make her such that she will be such a headache for you, and you can't leave her also. And you can't, so we have to make an effort that Allah becomes ours. When Allah will become ours, everything. You don't have to then really worry to go and look for a wife also. Proposals will come to you. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how many proposals he should, and many, our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi says, that for him, how many proposals came to him, even in his old age. That we would like to just to have the honor to be the wife of such a person. So all we have to really do, we become pious, we become righteous. Allah will make everything to come right for us. Further he writes, Ya phir tazweej, shadi ke liye aisi dua farma de, or for my marriage, make such a dua for me, jis tarah Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam ne Hazrat Abu Huraira رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ کی ماں کے لئے دعا فرمائی تھی. That like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for the mother of the hidayat of the mother of Hazrat Abu Huraira رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. اللهم اهدی ام ابی حریرا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam made this dua in the presence of Abu Huraira رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. Oh Allah, give hidayat, give Islam to the mother of Abu Huraira رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ. اور وہ دوڑنے لگے. ابو حریرہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ started running from نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم to his house, to his mother. کہ میں دیکھتا ہوں کہ میں جلد پہنچتا ہوں یا کہ میرے حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی دعا. To see whether I'm reaching first or my نبی's دعا reaches my mother first. نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم's دعا. And that he went running in a speed that am I going to reach there before she accepts, I am reaching before, or my Nabi's dua reached her already. When he went there, he found her bathing. Yeah, she said, stop, don't, the houses were small, not like ours, bathroom separate and everything. She said, don't enter now, I'm busy bathing now. And why? Because I want to accept Islam. So how fast the dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam reached. So he says, make such a dua for me. Ya Hazrat Hamadullah Halchui Rahmatullah Ali ki dua ki taraf farma de. Or this great buzurg Hazrat Hamadullah, he made dua ke murid ne shadi ki darkhas ki aur usi din ijabat e dua ho gayi. Murid said, make dua for me, I must get married. The same day he got married. So much is the Shaykh's dua got accepted that same day his dua, he got married. Hazrat writes, and this is a very realistic how Allah, let us learn from our mashayikh and see. Dua ka qabool farmana Allah ta'ala ke haath mein hai. To accept a dua is in the hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ye na nabi ke haath mein hai, na wali ke haath mein. No nabi also and no wali also. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also desired, and he made dua that for the whole world must get hidayat, and his effort for all that. But hidayat is in the hand. Innaka la tahdi man ahbabta, walakin Allah yahdi man yasha. And who Allah wants to give hidayat. So everything, our work is to make dua. And Allah will do his work, whatever he wishes, for anything, for whoever we want to, whatever. Our work is to make the dua, not to say it's no use making dua for this person. For these people, what's the use you make dua for them? We never like that. We will get our reward and Allah will give us our maqam. What Allah wants to do, that is, we're not in charge of the work of Allah. Our work is we are bandas of Allah, and we must make dua to Allah Ta'ala. For whatever good we want to everything, our work is just to keep on making dua, never to give up hope. To all the time to make dua. And then whatever Allah wants to, raza bil qaza, whatever. But we got sawab for that dua. It, Allahu Akbar, ulama have written, dua is a sign that a person has got iman in him. Because a person who got iman that Allah is the only doer, he'll make dua. Dua is a sign that a person has got connection with Allah. Otherwise, for us to see somebody making long dua, we think, now, how long is taking? Why is making so long dua? But if you got connection with Allah, your yaqeen is, Allah is the acceptor of duas. He accepts duas. I must make dua. He has commanded me over and over in different ways I must make dua. So that is all, this great value of this dua which Allah Ta'ala has given us. Jab Allah Ta'ala chahte hai, qabool hoti hai. When Allah wants to, then the dua gets accepted. Jumla maqasid hasana ke liye dil se dua hai. And this is that for all your many times people write, our elders teach us, they write, make dua for this, 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 quite a few things. So one short sentence for all those things, for all your naik and righteous things, we are making dua. A person makes dua. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we make dua and understand that Allah Ta'ala alone is the acceptor of dua, the giver of dua, in everything is solely and only in the control of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala and nobody else. We are slaves of Allah and our work is to beg from Allah. And we must keep on begging, and whatever Allah Ta'ala gives them, we must make shukr. And if it's, and also du'as, ulama have written, in various ways du'as are accepted. One type of acceptance is Allah has kept it in store for akhirat. And when a person will see what Allah is giving in the akhirat, he will wish that none of my du'as were accepted in the world. Allah give us to keep our nazar on akhirat. Our nazar is on dunya, and immediately our nature is, before we even pick up our hands, the dua must be accepted. Before we even finish our words, dua must be accepted. Allah wants us, and who He loves more, He lets them work, He lets them cry more, He lets them make more dua. So that Allah loves that a person must be connected to Him. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah. In this kitab we were reading on the ayat وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا, that أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ, that those people whom Allah Ta'ala has blessed, the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, and then secondly Siddiqeen, Shuhada, and Salihin. And وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا, these people's company is very beautiful. What a wonderful company to have, the company of these people. So Hazrat explains a few very important, beautiful points with regard to that. Hazrat Phulpuri rahmatullah alayhi farmaya karte the ke hasuna ulaika rafiqa, that this ayat, that this part of the ayat, that these people whose company is so good, the anbiya, the siddiqeen, shuhada, salihin, un hazrat ka behtareen rafiq hona bayan hua. In it is explained that to have their company, what a great, the best company a person can have. Lekin saath hi ye bhi ishara ho gaya, but in that sentence, this has also been referred to, and this has also been mentioned, ke unka nafa kamil, unhi ko hasil hoga, jo unse dosti aur rifaqat mein ikhlas aur jamal rakhte hai. That those people only, they, even if they in the company of the pious, only those people will fully benefit, those people who have in the keeping company of these people, they have sincerity also, complete sincerity that they want to benefit from their deen, not from anything else. And they have jamal, beautiful beauty also. Yani husne rifaqat ka ta'alluq rakhte hai. They keep this company of a proper company. What the Buzurgani deen, that you have ikhlas also, that you are in the company solely for the benefit of deen. that you want more deen. Not that you are a murid of such a great sheikh or something, or you want the people to know you khalifa of such a big sheikh or something. No, for to be close to Allah, to have ikhlas. And then explains further also, yani husn-e rifaqat ka ta'alluq rakhte jisko ittiba' se ta'bir kiya jata hai. And this husn-e rifaqat means to be obedient to them. What they tell us to do, we do that. Many of us are such that we ask our mashayikh what to do, but then we don't follow it up. We don't do what is being said. We use then our brains, I don't think this is right. I think this is too much, or this is too little. For example, even if the sheikh gives less zikr, and I feel I can do more, so without even informing the sheikh, I carry on with my more. But the sheikh, and this is that the sheikh doesn't know, he's not alimul ghaib, he's not Allah Ta'ala, he has referred to something. But Allah has kept the system in that what he said, there will be goodness. And when we will do that, we will see the goodness. Even though, according to us, it will appear completely wrong. There were so many instances where the sheikh, for example, one sheikh, a murid wanted to see Allah Ta'ala in his dream. So he told his sheikh, told him that sleep tonight without making Isha namaz. So he went home. Now he said, Isha, I can't read Isha, impossible. So he said, okay, Faraz, I will read, I'll leave out the sunnah. I will do act half. The sheikh told, don't read no Isha, I'll read my Faraz, I won't read my sunnah. Slept away, he didn't read his sunnah. He saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you thought my sunnahs to be light, you left them out. Read them, get up. So he told his sheikh, he said, looks like you read your faraz. He said, yes. If you shouldn't read your faraz, Allah, you should say Allah in your dream. And Allah should say, you're sleeping without reading your Isha. Get up, read your Isha. So what the sheikh says, that Allah Ta'ala puts goodness in there. Though to us it appears many times that it's wrong. And then we use our own brains, Allah make us maaf, that we don't follow up. We do what we want to do. And many, many other instances which appears that what the sheikh, what? How could a sheikh say such a thing? But when afterwards it was seen, all the goodness was in there. Allah has made that system like that. وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيَّ. Allah Ta'ala says, follow the path of those people who incline towards me. Allah Ta'ala farmati ki jo log hamari taraf mutawajji hai, hamari darbari hai, unki ittiba karo. Those who follow in our way, follow those people. Maalum hua ki taalluq sirf muhabbat ka kaafi nahi, ittiba ka matloob hai. From here we understand that it is not sufficient just to have love for one sheikh, but that we also obey what he says. Everything what he says, we obey. Oh, I have to ask myself, all of us, how many of us are really doing our zikr properly? That is one thing. All the other very basic things still. We are still very far, even in our basic things. Then how, and we want to see progress. It's only Allah's fadl that we are still living also. That we still can come to masjid, make namaz, otherwise our namazes also, how we are taught to make namaz, what are our quality of our namaz, our wazifa that we have to read, how easily we just slip up and we miss out on our wazifas also. And those people who do it regularly, properly, those people see the benefit also. Allah Ta'ala bless us and grant us all this great progress in this path, so that, and yeah, again, if we have that in us, just as for Islam, if we have got some Islam, other people will come into Islam. If we have got this, other people will see the benefit of this. But if it is just an outward show, and we just feel outward, we got this clothing, etc., titles, and that is everything, then unfortunately, we won't get the taste also. Others also won't get the taste. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Yeah, in this kitab, illustration of that same, what we were reading, that if we have that love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, what the condition of a person will be. And that has to do with the heart.
And how that love will come? Right from here it will come, from our asatiza, our mashayikh, and it will go right up. And if we can have that love for our mashayikh, we are far. But how they, what, who they were, really, whoever we think of, they are like farishtas. They were, what qualities they had. If you think of Maulana Madani Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, all our other great buzurgs, if we study their lives, then a person, we are so weak, but at least we understand that what these people were and what love they had for deen, for Allah Ta'ala, for His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what sacrifices they had made. So this poem, Sar Barida Ishke Hakke Samne, agar so khandaqe ho, lekin uske darde ishke samne, unke haisiyat ek mizah se ziyada nahi hoti. Those people who are immersed in this love, and so to say, they have cut their heads in the love of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, of Allah Ta'ala. One of our great buzurgs, name will come to mind inshallah. Anyway, when they fought the Sikhs, Balakot, and that fighting, this was a miracle from Allah. It's only a karamat, otherwise we can't comprehend it with our brain. The one person, the one of the Sikhs who had insulted, na'uzubillah, Nabi Ali Salatu was Salam, and this buzurg, Hazrat Shah Ismail Shaheed Rahmatullah, Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali Sarhindi, his head was cut. The enemy cut. With the head cut, he still went for that person. Until he did not kill him. He threw his dagger at him, killed him, then he fell down. So with the head cut also, not in a figurative term, literally, still he went in. So this figurative, it is speaking here, when our head is cut in the love of Allah, when we gave everything for Allah, for such a person, if 100 trenches come in front of him, crossing those 100 trenches, it will be like a joke. It will mean nothing to him. What a person does in this love of Allah, the Sahaba crossed over the waters, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the great feats that they had achieved, and many awliya, it was just this great love of Allah ta'ala. What it was. So we have to try and develop this love. As we develop this love, it starts from here, and shaitan is our chief enemy. He won't let us move in this direction. He'll keep on creating doubts and weaknesses and bring different things in front of us that we don't move in this way. But fortunate are those that to give us the love of our elders and to become like die hearts for them, then that person, then to cross 100 trenches means nothing. Uski ek taraf tamam khandakon ko ubur kar leti hai. His one desire to please Allah, just is my Allah's command, and that 100 trenches also he crosses over. Aur uska dard batin usko tamam zahiri takalif se be niyaz kar deta hai. And his inside, that worry that he has got in his inside, all the outside problems, difficulties mean nothing to that person. These are those type of people that, for example, for one time, Hazrat Maulana Khalil Ahmed Sahab Saharanpuri Rahmatullah Ali, they went to a journey, and they went to Jaipur, which is in Rajasthan, and there the host, he was also new in that place, so he also didn't have proper facilities to host them, etc. He made them stay in one little like a lodge, a very poor type of low level lodge. There were no lights also there. It wasn't really clean also. So when they went there, no food also. So he with his two satis, the two satis went in, arranged some food. Then when they came back, they had some food and they ate, etc. They slept away in the morning, Fajr time, and they were very, very exhausted and tired. So normally, like Allah make us maaf, we might even miss Fajr, or we will just reach Fajr there where we are. When they came in Fajr time, they looked for Maulana, he's gone already. When they went and looked for him, he went to the masjid. While they were gone to look food, his worry was to find the masjid. He went and looked for the masjid, and that masjid also was not really well maintained, etc. To climb the stairs was difficult, but Maulana made all that else for. He found out at night, when he was so tired and exhausted, He found out everything. Then when day came, he was already finished with his sunnats or something. How these people, when that love is there. Same Maulana Khalil Ahmed Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. When they went for ziyarat of Haramain Sharifain, Maulana Siddiq Sahib Banwi Rahmatullah Ali, most probably it was, he writes that one night it rained so hard. The river in front, the street in front of their house was like a river. And the stones in that water were coming with such force like bullets. And just before Isha, so he thought 100% in the Shariat, also it's permitted. And such occasions make namaz at home. One side, permission is given. On the other side, lot of basharat for those people on such occasions who go to the masjid and make namaz. Because on such occasions, normally people don't come. Those few who come, they got great. And basharat of full light on the day of Qiyamah. On Pul Sirat, they will get full light when it is, lights are gone out, storm, rain, thunder, and you're still going to the masjid. And this also only those who can do it, who have got that love. This means nothing to those people. But we are so weak, just a little bit toe is paining, headache today I got, I'll make namaz at home. Any small excuse, no wuzu, make tayammum today. And we just flip so easily. So anyway, Maulana Siddiq Sahib says, I was sure Maulana will say, today we're going to make namaz. It's impossible to go. As the namaz time came, he made wuzu, he got ready, he took the umbrella, and he told, come, let us go now. As they walked, and they came halfway, Maulana Siddiq Sahib, the khadim, almost fell. But Maulana caught him. They got, and he said, we'll take some water also, before we enter Haram Sharif, our feet will be dirty. So we'll wash them again. Carrying that water also, carrying the umbrella also, it is like, and our buzurg so thin and frail. That water and that stones that are coming and hitting on their legs, they reach there and they make their namaz. Allah give us an aota. For this, Allah give us tawfiq to read the life stories, sawadih, the biographies that are written of our mashayikh. It will help us tremendously. If we can't do anything, at least we'll realize I'm nothing. And these were the people that had qualities, that at least that will go out of us that I'm somebody. Allah give us tawfiq. And Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali writes a beautiful prescription for all of us, that that guna which is in us, which we just can't get rid of, that bad habit of ours, whatever it is, three things Maulana says we should do. One is read the sawanih of our buzur. By that, it is like sitting in their company. And by that, Allah's rahmat comes on them, it comes on us also, we are in there. And this is what we need to get out of all our wrong. But Allah's rahmat that comes down. Secondly, that bad guna or bad quality, whatever we have got, or whichever good quality you want to bring in us. If it's a bad quality, see all the hadith and the warnings and the terrible punishments for that guna. Regularly, once a day, just go through it. That these are the terrible punishment. And that good quality we want to bring, that these are the great virtues and the great benefits and sawab for doing this. Then after doing this, when the temptation of that guna comes now, two, three times just be very strong. And forever it's gone out of you. Just two, three times, just don't go near it. Be firm and forever it's gone out. That good quality you wanted to bring, two, three times you will not wish to, but just do it, and forever it will be in you. Allah give me tawfiq, give us all tawfiq, we are greatly dependent.